This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. A day after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory in seizing the eastern Ukrainian region of Luhansk, the mayor of the city of Slovyansk in Donetsk province has warned residents to evacuate as the city appears to be among Russia's next targets. Slovyansk Mayor Vladimir Lyka gave the warning Tuesday after Russian shelling damaged 40 houses in the city Monday. The region's governor said the shelling continued overnight, and reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv told VOA's Flashpoint program the attacks continued Tuesday.
The most recent missile attack happened in Slovyansk, and Slovyansk is, for the moment, one of the main towns in Donetsk region. So we expect, you know, the increase of the attacks in Donetsk region, and Slovyansk and Kramatorsk would probably be two main targets. So today, it was a massive shelling of the city, in particularly the city center and north part of the town. The local market was hit. For the moment, we have confirmed information from the local authorities about one person killed. We don't, of course, have the final numbers for the moment, so details might come a bit later. But the local authorities urged residents to stay in shelters. And also for the past couple of days and also today, local authorities urged people to actually evacuate as soon as possible and while it is possible.
Chernikova said there is a fear if people do not leave Slovyansk immediately, they'll become trapped by Russian forces, as many residents did over the weekend in Lysychansk. It appears Russia will press deeper into eastern Ukraine's Donbas industrial heartland after Ukrainian forces withdrew from the city of Lysychansk on Sunday. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Italy Tuesday resumed the search for an estimated 13 hikers who are still unaccounted for following an avalanche Sunday in northern Italy that killed at least seven people. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Italian Alpine Rescue spokesman Alex Ballatin says the possibility of finding any more survivors is very remote because, he says, the mechanical action of this type of avalanche has a very big impact on people. Baratin adds there have been sightings of a few bits of equipment, like ropes, that kind of thing. The avalanche is largely being blamed on rising temperatures, which are melting glaciers. A huge chunk of this one had cleaved off Sunday, sparking the avalanche that sent torrents of ice, rock and debris down the mountainside onto unsuspecting hikers below. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dutch prosecutors said Tuesday they've arrested a 27-year-old Polish man suspected of organizing the killing of a well-known crime reporter, Peter R. de Vries, almost exactly a year after he was gunned down in an Amsterdam street in an attack that shocked the Netherlands. In a statement, prosecutors said the suspect, whose identity was not released, is accused of directing those who carried out the murder of de Vries. The officials released no further details. However, they said their investigation into who ordered the hit and why continues. Prosecutors have sought a life sentence for the two men accused in de Vries' slaying, a 21-year-old Dutchman identified only as Delano G. and a Polish national, Kamil E. Judges are scheduled to deliver verdicts in their trial on July 14th. De Vries was shot at close range in a downtown Amsterdam street July 6th of last year. The 64-year-old campaigning reporter and television personality died 9 days later of his injuries, setting off a mass outpouring of grief that saw thousands of people lined up to pay their last respects at an Amsterdam theater. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with other foreign ministers from the group of 20 later this week in Bali, Indonesia, where State Department officials say Russia's aggression against Ukraine will be high on the agenda. Blinken departs Wednesday for the G20 ministerial that's being held in Bali, July 7th through the 8th, where he will also have sideline meetings with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Bali. In a statement Tuesday, the State Department official said Blinken would be, in addition to attending G20-related engagements, will hold a bilateral meeting with the Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi. Among other bilateral agreements, Blinken will also meet with China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Repeating the hour's top story, a day after Vladimir Putin declared victory in seizing the eastern Ukraine region of Luhansk, the mayor of the city of Slovyansk in Donetsk has warned residents to evacuate. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Kahn.